This is Vectis Radio. This is the mid-morning show through until 1 o'clock, and I'm pleased to say that we've got a clack on one of our telephone lines. We've got Chris Quinton from the Clacks. Morning, Chris.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. How are you, sir?
They call me Posh Clack, by the way, in the band.
Posh Clack.
Don't know why. We've got Hippie Clack, Becky. We've got Mark on the harmonica, Pipes McGee. We've got bass Clack, Clickety Clack on the drums. If you get where we're going with this,
Clickety Clack.
It's like Spice Girl.
Oh, brilliant. Obviously, you got in touch last week or the week before and sent us this brilliant song, and people are loving it. I'm loving it. It's now on our playlist. But there's a special reason why this song is out there. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we'd run the song. We'd written it previously and ran it in live performances, and it's always gone down really well. So when lockdown occurred, we were looking for something special, just to try to, you know, get a message of togetherness and well-being, really, out into the community. So we thought, well, let's give it a rewrite. So came up with some new lyrics, and the guys, obviously, we were in lockdown, so we had to record it all separately. So the guys did all their instrumentation and recorded sort of three or four parts each when it comes down to, like, the backing vocals and the clapping parts and stuff. And then they just sent it all to me. I ran it all through a couple of fancy programs on the Apple Mac and, edited together a video. And it came out quite nicely, I think. We're really quite proud of it.
So there's a video as well as a song. How blooming difficult was that to edit all that together?
Well, yes, it's not the simplest thing in the world. I'm not going to lie to you, but I've been using the program for a while, so I'm pretty nifty with it. It's a case of extracting the audio first, dealing with all of that. So doing all the studio work on the audio, and then the video editing software. You introduce it all back together at the same time, and it kind of aligns it all for you. Then it's just a case of editing.
So how long did it take you?
About 8 hours.
8 hours
more.
Solid.
Yeah. Not including time that the computer needs to actually, buffer to create the track and stuff. So, yeah, with all of that, easily 10 hours. Worth it, though.
Definitely. I mean, what made you then think, right, okay, we're going to put it out there and it's going to be a charity single?
Well, yeah, again, we were searching for something specifically to get a message out. And in honesty, you know, this thing, it's affecting the mental health of everybody around us. And no matter who you are, you know somebody that's really worried, really panicked about it, which is why we chose Mind specifically. We think they're going to be very important throughout this and definitely in the aftermath as well. We've got a way to go yet, you know.
I've got to be honest. I mean, you know, I've said this before, the first 3 or 4 weeks, I wasn't really worried too much about it's now. It's beyond now when it's become longer than a few weeks, longer than almost like a holiday and so on. This is when it will really, really kick on beyond now. So, you know, thoughts with people that are really suffering at the moment, because let's be honest, anybody can get into a situation where they really, really do need to look after their mental health. And I think it's brilliant that you've chosen this, you know, not only topic, but, you know, reason to raise money for. And you're right, it's not just now, it's beyond this. And so how far have you set yourself a target of how much money, you know, that you want to raise?
We've not really, no. I mean, we're trying as much as possible not to make it about us. So all the links that are appearing on our, of course we can keep track of how many singles we sell because that's via the website. But links that are on our Facebook page aren't necessarily showing a total. They're links straight through to the central donations page for Mind. Interestingly enough, Mind don't actually have a central donations button set up on Facebook, for instance. So, and we've also got to be a little bit careful with regards to how we donate money to them, because they've not been involved in the creation of the track. So any money that we collate together at our end will just be donated as if we were just doing it as an individual, you know.
Sometimes when you do these things, you do it with the best of intention, and then you get tied up with all the legislation. So you found an easier way around it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about the song.
Okay, so it was written while I was away working in another country originally, and I had a friend who he's almost a celebrity chef these days. Paul Websdale, his name is. He flies all over the world chefing for different people. He's in the Bahamas while we're on lockdown, lucky thing. And we were going through a bit of a rough time together at the time. And he said, "Don't worry, mate, me and you together, we're 10 feet tall and bulletproof." And I went away, sat down with a bottle of wine, wrote a song, and came back and then just kept it in my back pocket for a few years. I didn't do anything with it. And then decided to play it in a pub a couple of times, and people seemed to like it. So it became a fixture. And when we put the band together, it certainly became a fixture of our live performances because, well, people just like it. It's a catchy little song, if I may say so.
It is. 10 Feet Tall and Bulletproof. I think that's a cracking title. I really do. Tell us about the band.
The band. So we've got Becky on backing vocals and guitar. We've got Pete on drums and Pete on bass. And we've got Mark on harmonica and Chris on keyboard and piano. So, and myself on vocals and guitar as well. So six of us all together. So we get quite a big sound out of the band, which is nice.
Have you actually played this live yet together?
Not this version, no. No, we've not had the chance to because it was rewritten and recorded in lockdown.
So when we eventually come out of lockdown, we can see you somewhere on the island doing this particular track together for the first time.
Yes. Well, as it happens, the first gigs that we had, I think maybe on standby for the minute. We're going to have to see how we go with regards to. We work closely with the Key Arts Centre, for instance. We do a lot of stuff when they have big acts in. We're going to be supporting their big acts through the year. But the first one of those was cancelled, of course, because we went into lockdown. So as we know what the government will allow, as we know where we're going, we'll update our Facebook page. It'll be on our website. It'll be, wherever we can get the message out. Yeah, people can come and see us.
Excellent. Okay, before we play the song, how do we get hold of it?
Okay, the website, there's a link through to there's a link through to the website, which is www.theclacksband.co.uk, and if you go into the shop there, there's a big old link for that at the top. You can't miss it. And the video is available either on Facebook via our Facebook page or on YouTube. But it's all linked, all on Facebook, all on the website. Probably the best place to go for a hub to everything is the website, to be fair.
And on there's some merchandise as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes. So there is. So there's T-shirts and hoodies and, ladies and kids' clothes as well. And all the profits for those go to... the same charity in mind.
Brilliant, good for you. Hey, look, do you want to introduce the song?
Love to, thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Clacks Band with 10 Feet Tall and Bulletproof. Thanks very much for listening.
Oh, there's six bananas.
The ball to me, my friends. You know I'm always on the other end of the line. Just call me up and we'll let it go one more time. The lights are on and we're all home. And it may seem that there is never an end to all this. I'll call you up and we'll let it go one more time.
Hey, if you want to listen to the whole song, then check out the band's website, www.theclacksband.co.uk.